let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep shining.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so excited because on the phone with us today, we have two wonderful women that are going to tell us about a very, very important upcoming event. And we want to welcome to KDWA once again, Gail Carstensen. She is coordinating the Hastings Community Blood Drive that is being hosted by the Regina Auxiliary. It's going to be at Our Savior's Evangelical Lutheran Church. It's a two-day event, April 19th and April 20th, and we'll get to the specifics of that with her. So thank you for calling in today. We also want to welcome Sue Thasinga. She is with the American Red Cross, and we are going to ask her some questions that I'm sure our listeners want to know as well. Ladies, thank you so much. Very, very important topic. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, Gail, let's chat it up with you first, please. Tell us about this upcoming event, and it's certainly something you do many times a year, but this is the Hastings Community Blood Drive. So explain that, please.
Yes, we do 5 two-day drives a year. Starting last year, I got called from the Regina Hospital wondering if I could do something more with COVID. And I said, yeah, we could do pop-up drives. So we do them on the all the rest of the months that we don't do the 5 two-day drives. And the reason the 5 two-day drives, people can give blood that are whole blood donors every 56 days. And so we get it spaced out, and it works nicely. So that's at Our Savior's, which is 400 West 9th Street.
And how do people go about signing up for that, please?
The Red Cross is not taking walk-ins. They have not since COVID has started. So they need to make an appointment. They can either go online at redcrossblood.org, or they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or they can call me and I can make the appointment for them. My number is 651-248-1173.
When you mentioned COVID, take us back a whole year, Gail. How did that first impact what you were doing? Did you have some blood drives that were scheduled and you weren't able to keep them?
Our 5 two-day drives were all scheduled, but someone from the hospital just called and said, is there something more we could do? And I said, well, Hastings is so good at donating blood. We are the largest blood drive in Dakota County and have been for several years. And they just come out of the woodwork. We're full we're full all the time with appointments.
I didn't realize that we're the largest in Dakota County. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Last year, you were still able to do all of your blood drives, or were any of them canceled?
Nope, we did all of them.
So what has changed? What kind of protocols do you now have in place?
Well, first of all, they take their temperature before they even come in, and of course, you have to wear your mask. You have to sanitize your hands, and then we get them checked in. We're getting people in and out faster than what we used to, just because people are there for a reason. They want to give blood, and we want them out of there also. You know, the donating has not slacked for Hastings at all because of COVID.
And what is the process actually like, please? How long would you be there? How much blood do you give?
Whole blood donors, they'd have to figure on being there probably 50, 60 minutes time they give.
And what actually is a whole blood donor, please?
Well, it's 1 pint of blood is what they take. And there is also something called power reds. They used to be called double reds. If you're a A negative, B negative, O positive, or O negative, you can give 2 pints of blood if you fit the criteria. I don't have with me the criteria right now for men and women. Maybe you do, Sue?
Well, there's a certain weight requirement, that is true, and a certain blood type, as you already indicated. But basically, you're giving a double red cell donation, and the platelets and plasma are returned to you. So we're taking a concentrated dose of your red cells from the donor.
Those people can only give every 112 days. There has to be 112 days increment before they can give again. So they're pretty precious, because whenever they go into an operating room for anybody, they always have to have 2 pints of blood. And it's better having 2 pints of blood from one person versus one from you and one from me. Pretty special to have the power reds when they can give 2 pints of blood. Now, when they're giving, that takes longer. It would probably be an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes, beginning to end. But then they can't give again until for 112 days.
Okay, that sounds great. So let's actually ask you some of these questions that I know people are interested in knowing in our listening audience as well. And that is this whole process of giving blood. If somebody has not ever given blood in the past, what can you say how the process works? Or can you talk us through it, please? Are you?
Oh, I sure can.
Thank you.
And it's actually a very simple process. And I'm glad that you asked that, because there's so many people that just think it's a much more complicated and drawn out procedure, and it's really not. We are asking people to first make a blood donation appointment. As Gail indicated before, we're really trying to social distance our donors at blood drives and at blood donation centers. So by making an appointment, we're able to kind of stagger people coming in so that everyone doesn't show up at the same time, so that they're not all congregated in one area together. So first, make a donation appointment, and as she indicated, it's really easy to do that. Then we ask that people do a rapid pass in advance of their appointment. This really lets them answer some questions online that will take off a few minutes out of their donation time. And then when you get there, you register, you check in, we take your temperature, we ask you to sanitize your hands. Again, you have to be masked to ensure the safety of the donor themselves, our volunteers, our staff. But then you go into a little health history, and we take your hemoglobin, we take your temperature again, we check your pulse and your blood pressure. And these are all indicators that you are healthy the day of your donation.
And is this something where maybe people are screened out at this point?
Sometimes you are. You know, hemoglobin seems to be the largest deferral issue. And that fluctuates every day in our system. So your hemoglobin, which is the iron in your blood, might be low that day, but FDA requires us to have it at a certain level. So there are certain deferrals that would happen at that point in time. And most likely the person's very disappointed, but we need to ensure that everybody is at the right threshold the day of their donation.
Who is a person that is not a candidate to give blood?
Well, you need to be 16 years old in the state of Minnesota. You need to weigh 110 pounds, and you need to be in good health. Sometimes there are some medications that might make you not eligible to donate blood, but the best thing to do is call ahead of time if you have any questions about your eligibility, or come to the blood drive and we can answer those questions. There's also some travel deferrals in place. So it really depends, and those things change all the time. So I always encourage people, if they have any questions, to give us a call ahead of time and we'll answer those questions.
What would be a good number?
1-800-RED-CROSS. Easy to remember, and you'll be able to get any of your eligibility questions answered.
So let's say that we are eligible. Then what happens next?
Well, after your health history, then you go into the actual donation itself. And people think that this is the longest part of the donation. It's actually the shortest part. You are put on a donation bed, and then you are basically prepared for your donation. And that time is only between 5 and 10 minutes. It's a very short period of time. A lot of people are squeamish with needles, and, you know, there's a lot of ways to get around that. I always tell people to turn their head and think about something happy, or think about their happy place, the sun shining or the beach and the waves rolling in, or bring a friend. At least we used to be able to do that. I guess you can't really anymore because we can't have extra people in the blood drive. But our staff are very good at providing moral support. So if you're a little bit anxious, they are professionals in what they do, and they'll be able to calm you down and walk you through the process and answer all the questions that you have. And so the actual donation time, again, is only between 5 and 10 minutes. It goes really quickly. And then when you're done, they put a bandage on your arm, and then you get to go to our refreshment area. And we request that the donors have a cookie or a little snack and something to drink just to make sure that they're feeling okay before they leave. And then they can go on their day. They can leave knowing that they've really made a difference for patients who are, requiring this life-saving blood. So it's really a great feeling knowing that you're making such an impact on people.
And how much blood is taken?
They take 1 pint of your blood, and the average person has between 10 and 14 pints of blood in their system. So taking one of those is not going to hurt the donor. And so that's why that's the amount that we can safely take, because blood does replenish in your system. And that's why you need to wait 56 days between your donations, because you need that much time for your blood cells to replenish.
So how has COVID changed the need for blood, please?
Well, you know, the need is constant. And what people don't recognize is just because the world had to pause a little bit, that need did not stop. So in the beginning of the COVID pandemic, people canceled their blood donation appointments. They canceled their blood drives. There was concern about the safety of donating blood, and so the Red Cross had to quickly pivot and put in place extra safety precautions. Our first priority was always safety, but we had to add some extra things that we've discussed already. And we really had to encourage people who were healthy to come out and give. We had to make our blood drives even more safe, and that's why we went to an appointment only, just to ensure that social distancing and that everybody was in a safe environment. So we really had to pivot quite a bit to put these safety protocol in place. Also, Governor Walz declared blood donation essential, because it is essential to the health of our communities to have a stable blood supply. If an emergency happened and there wasn't blood on the shelves, we'd be in dire straits. I mean, patients would not be able to get the life-saving blood products that they need. So I have to say, in our region, which is the Minnesota-Dakotas region, and probably across the entire nation, people really were looking for something to do positive at this point in time. And for many of us, we didn't have any ideas on what to do to help. And blood donation was one of the things that people could do very safely and contribute to the health of our community. So I believe that blood donation has remained very strong. The issue was the blood drives, community blood drives, had to cancel because workers were not at their place of business. They were at home working, so businesses had to close. Schools closed, and many of our blood drives are at high schools across our state of Minnesota. Community centers closed because they didn't want people congregating all at once. So those are the blood drives that had to cancel, and we were faced with lots of people wanting to donate, but fewer places to do it at.
And as far as these antibodies that some people have in their blood because they have had COVID, that's a positive, isn't it? And can you explain that further?
Yes. Right now, the Red Cross is asking individuals who have recovered from COVID to donate plasma by giving whole blood. When you donate your whole blood, if your blood, and we test all blood donations for these COVID-19 antibodies, if your blood donation tests positive for these antibodies, the plasma from your whole blood donation that tests positive for high levels of antibodies may be used as convalescent plasma to help patients battling the virus. So this is a great way for people who have fully recovered to help others who are currently battling the virus.
And what are you seeing? How long do those antibodies stay in our system?
You know, that's another good question, and I don't think there's a real precise answer to that. I don't think people know exactly how long these antibodies are detectable in blood after recovering from the illness. But based on what the Red Cross is seeing, they do remain in your blood for several months, but they soon start to level off after the infection clears. So I think everybody's a little bit different. They could clear quicker, and some people and not others. I do know that some people have been able to make several convalescent plasma donations or getting whole blood donations and have their plasma used. So I think it really varies, and that's why we test every single time you donate blood. We'll be testing for that antibody level.
Are people ever surprised to find out that they had antibodies?
I don't think so. It's not a diagnostic test. It just is a test that indicates your body reacted to it, so started fighting it off. I don't think there's been many huge surprises about it, but it's a good indicator, and I think people are really interested to find out if they have them.
I agree. Well, we want to say thank you for your time, both of you, and all the good that you're doing. Gail, tell us again about the upcoming event.
The upcoming Hastings Community Blood Drive is going to be Monday, April 19th from 11:30 to 5:30 and Tuesday, April 20th from 1 to 7 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church. That's 400 West 9th Street. And again, you can call and make an appointment, 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can go online at redcrossblood.org, or you can call me, 651-248-1173.
Ladies, you're a wonderful team. Thank you so much. I really learned a lot, and I think that our listeners did as well. Thank you both for all you are doing. Our guest today, Gail Carstensen, she is going to be helping coordinate the next Hastings Community Blood Drive, which is hosted by the Regina Auxiliary, and that's going to be at Our Savior's Church. And we also want to say thank you to Sue Thasinga. She is with the American Red Cross. Thank you both for all you do. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.